Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, Prosperity Nation. Intriguing possibility episode for you today. This is either going to seem a blinding flash of the obvious to you on a very profound level that really will rock your world, or you're going to just say, I don't get it. It's kind of boring. What's the point? And I'm going to be arrogant enough to suggest that if you don't think this is profound, that you're under meme control, meaning you're under the mind control of some pervasive memes. Let me give you two types of conversation to start the discussion. And normally this is where I would tell a charming personal story, because that would illustrate the point, and then I would make the point. And because you remember the charming personal story, you would remember the point. That's the formula that professional speakers that we use to train, you know, teach lessons to audiences. But I can't do that here because I will incriminate some people who are near and dear to my heart. So I'm not going to personalize this. I'm going to just give you two types of conversation, and then we're going to discuss. All right? So here's type number one. The conversation is about coupons, discounts, buy one, get one offers, specials that the red box at the supermarket, or the what is the name of that gas station up in the Midwest, the super something, anyway, that they are offering a VCR rental. Some of you are going to have to Google this. They're offering VCR rentals for 99 cents. Or if you fill up your car with half a tank, you get a free, it's not VCR, it's DVD. Some of you have to Google that too. But I mean, they've got DVDs for 99 cents, or DVDs for, free if you buy half a tank of gas. And so if you're in a gathering with a certain type of people, that's what the conversation is all about. And oh yes, and I was at the day-old bakery and I was able to get 2 dozen sesame seed rolls, or 6 cinnamon raisin bagels for 89% off because it was the day-old bakery. That's a conversation. There are circles of influence where that is a predominant conversation. Now, conversation possibility numero dos. You're discussing using the Robin Hood app for investing versus having an account with Wealthfront, where your investments are managed with algorithms, versus you choosing individual stock picks. You're having conversations about how the pandemic will affect the shares of companies like Stripe and Square and Shopify. You're having conversations, as I was having last week with a buddy of mine, as we discussed investments, and we were talking about a particular healthcare provider stock, and that the situation of having Joe Biden, Democrat, as president, and probable control of the Senate being Republican, that this company is positioned really well to do in that type of environment, right? So that's a different type of conversation. So we had example A and example B. Now, here's where the breakthrough part comes in. Couple of quick questions. When you gather, we're getting into the holiday season now. At the time I'm recording this, we have Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, Christmas coming up. Some of you will have family gatherings, others, because of the pandemic, will be doing them on Zoom. But there will be family conversations for the holidays. And the question for you is, which of those two conversations I mentioned is the more likely type to be happening in your family? Question number two, if we look on your social media feed, the people you're interacting with on Facebook and Insta, and the people that you're sending them WhatsApp messages, they're sending you WhatsApp messages, are they more geared to example A or example B? And then finally, most important, your sacred circle. You know, the 5, 6, 7 people that you are the most closely connected with. The people that really have influence in your life and you have influence in their lives. Which of those two conversations are more likely to be taking place? Give that some real thought, because I think there is an amazing prosperity breakthrough in there for you. All right, go out and be amazing. Love you guys. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.